Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We have been here our previous year. This is the third year. We saw Tosfos, who holds in our Sukkim, Bav Mitziah Chaf Aleph, that according to Abaye, Yeyosh Lamidas Lava Yeyosh, so you're not allowed to eat Mechaber al Smach Umdana. He needs actually to give you permission. You're not allowed to Smach Umdana, that if you would know, he'd be pleased. Rava holds Yeyosh Lamidas Lava Yeyosh, and merely you're allowed to eat al Smach Umdana. And the Shlomo asks that Tosfos here is Tosfos, Tosfos in Kiddushin, and Tosfos in Kiddushin. You see that when it comes to Kiddushim, he's Makadish, a woman, and he dafka needs Rishus, and the Numdin is not enough. So, why there is the Numdin not enough, even according to Rava? There, it's still according to Rava. But you need actual Rishus, and here Numdin is enough in Bav Mitziah. So the answer is that, like we said in the previous Shir, that when you're talking about giving a matana is just totally nihakpad. As long as the person's not makbid, then you'd be samech on the yomdina and eat it even without explicit rishus. When it comes to kedushin, there, numdina is not going to be effective because you need an asiya, you need a hakna, you need active. When it comes to being mekadesh and isha, it needs to be actively given to him, the item, before he's mekadesh and isha. And therefore, numdina is not going to be enough. Then we have a kash according to Abaye, because if the whole vort by a matana is that the numdina is enough, even according to Abaye, like we explained in the previous year, that even according to the first year, even according to Abaye, the numdina should be enough, because he only argues when you need a chavetz of yeyush, yeyush shalom v'daz lo v'yeyush. When you don't need a chavetz of yeyush, when it's just totally in whether or not he's makbid, so the very fact that we know that he's not against, he's in favor, he wouldn't mind you giving the matana. So that's sufficient. So if that's true, then why buy matana? Why in our case? According to Tosfos, anyway, the Shach argues. Hagufa, the Shach says, according to Abaye, even according to Abaye, Matan is a Tali Biakpada. As long as it's not Makbid, it's fine. But according to Tosfos, no. Abaye would hold that you need explicit wishes for the Matana. Why isn't it Umdin enough? You don't need a Chetz of Ratzin. You just, the whole deal is the Gavra Makbid or not. And for that, all you need to know is that he's not Makbid. You don't need a Chetz of Ratzin. So let's show in Tosfos that according to Abaye, for Matana, you need explicit rishus. So it appears b'shita satosfos that we have to be choiker. This is all Torah simrei rabbeinu Rabbi Abba. When you give rishus for your friend to eat what belongs to you, it's matir and eating. Even b'etzim, he's taking what you, it belongs to you. The fact that you gave him rishus is matir. Is it because the din zela is dafka if he's makbid and here he's not makbid, it's no din zela? But we say that the din zela is not totally b'kpeda, but rather since he's the bailam and the chayfetz, he can give rishus to his friend to eat in memela. There's a chalois and the chayfas that he can eat it. So apparently this is a machalik is between Rashi and Taisus. In Psachim, Choftesam and Aleph, according to one man, the Omer, the chometz of Nachri is mutter for a Jew to eat, even Tachmana. Taisus writes, the Bramaschil, Bedinu, the Achilim, Tachmana, mutter, Perish Rashi, mutter, Barachilah, Bakashi, the Afshirim, Loi, Hei, Shaloi, Bishas, Achila, the Mosna, Nachar, Ehu, Shaloi, the Gazam, Nachar, Chai, Bachu, Yusuf, Logar, and the Chomet, Chai, Bachu, Stavik, Shaloi. He says, what's Pshat? What's Pshat? It has to be his. If the Nachu gave you Rishus to eat it, it's yours. And if he stole it from the Nachu, then you're Chayv Bach Reis. And therefore, it's like Chometz, you're Chayv Bach Reis, but it's like it's yours. So either way, it's yours. So what's Pshat that it's not yours? The Chayv Divrei HaTosfos reads, require Iyun. Because why can't we say that it's talking about a case where the Goy gave Rishus to eat, but it still belongs to the Goy? And the Jew's not Chayv Bach Reis. Why does it have to be that If the guy gave him rishus, it belongs to the Jew. No, it still belongs to the guy. So you see, it's muchach that Tosfos holds that as far as rishus to eat, it's not enough that he's not makbid. There has to be chala mechayfet zedin that he has rishus lechol, like the second side of the chakir we made before. It's not enough that he's not makbid in order to give rishus to someone else to eat, but there has to be a chalos and mechayfet so that he can eat it. And therefore, Tosfos holds that as far as chametz and pesach is concerned, where it doesn't have to be shaloi mamish. Because we see that if your chayv b'achrayis is considered kishavala gabi chametz pesach, like Tosfos writes. So if he gives him rishus, it's a chalois on the chayfetz that he can eat it, that's considered also kishavala and chametz. It doesn't mamish need to be his. The very fact that he gave him permission to eat, that's considered like it's his. It's a chalois on the chayfetz that is a din rishus lecho. And therefore it's considered like his. That's Rashi, we can say Rashi is like the first sad. Then your rishus achila, it's enough that he's not makbid. And there's no Chalos din on the chayfets. The gabe achil, all you have to do is just not be makbid. Tosis doesn't learn like that. That's why Tosis asks the kasha. Tosis says, how could it not be his? It always belongs to Israel. Because if he gave him, if Zenachu gave it to him, it belongs to the Jew. And if he stole it, then he's chayv b'achrayis. So if we have to say pshat and Tosis is, that why don't we find that he gave the Nachu gave him Rishus, but it still belongs to Nachu? The answer is the Nachu gave him Rishus. So that means that there's a chalais in the chayfetz that it's has a din Rishus lechol, and that's enough to be considered make to consider the Jews. That's why Tosis has their kasha. But Rashi can hold no, that it's enough that he just shouldn't be makbid in order that the person should be allowed to eat it. And therefore Rashi would hold that the guy gave him Rishus, and that it's not the chametz of the Yisrael. So based on this, we understand places in our sugya. Because the Gabi Sinus Rishus Lech, Alom Ani Umdun Al Abaye, Abaye, Umdun is not going to help according to Abaye, Holti Yishlam Daz Lovi, if Tosis Shitasam, then the Sinus Rishus Lech, there has to be a Chalois Din on the Chayfetz the Gabi Achila. And since that's the case, we require a Cheftz of Ratzin. It's not just Umdun is not going to be enough. Because there has to be a chalos in the chayfetz. For that, you need a chefetz of ratzin. And it's not just about the gavri, you need a chefetz of ratzin in order to be mati the chayfetz. And therefore, it's telling the machlokas Abayin Rava, is an umdana considered a chefetz of ratzin or not? And Abayin holds that it's not. But the shach holds like Rashi, that gavri nisim is rishus lachila, it's enough that he's not makbid. And therefore, the din's only on the gavra, is he makbid or not? And therefore, the shach holds the kule alma, and umdana is going to be effective, as we explained earlier, the das, a shach. Gevaldik. Now the Rosh in our sugya in Simon Gimel writes Kishitas HaTesvis the Lai Mahani Yomden Elinu Rishis La'achila La'abaye Sfir La'yosh La'amidaz Lo'ave Yosh the Yomden is not going to be effective but as far as Rishis La'achila goes according to Abaye because Abaye holds that Yosh La'amidaz is not considered Yosh. So the rush is like Tosis. Umdan is not going to be enough. Shita Mukubetzis 41a brings him a rush. V'nir l'fari shlo choshev achashol shlomi das v'dover mwoto l'kakdi in chi v'anachas makwa v'tarmilu shiasa shol v'kach v'lo mechai v'lo mitam shlichu siyad v'zeres hakos v'fi. So you see, according to the rush, that l'gabi shoyel shlomi das the rush holds that an umdan is going to be effective. An umdan that is not makbid is effective. And that's Soser, what the Rush writes in our sugya. The Umdana know that he's not makbid. He's not enough. Reuven should be able to eat Shimon's food. If he has an Umdana that Shimon's not makbid, it's not enough. When it comes to Shol Shalom Yidas, the Rush holds an Umdana is enough. That's what he says, it's not considered a Shol Shalom Yidas, and the person's not makbid. Neremuch Kuzeh, because a chiluk between the din zela of a shoyel shalom midas and of shoyel zela and shalom midas, shalom midas lo ave gazlan mamish, because he's not taking the chayfetz from the bialim, he's just using the chayfetz. But since the chayfetz has to be by the bialim, we din balusa shalom bialim, then nobody else should use it. Therefore, when somebody else takes the chayfetz and uses it negative tzona shalom bialim, it's considered as if he's stealing the object from the bialim. Because of this, where the bialim are not makbid. And this is Shtamshus, there's no gzela. There's no gzela because it's not negative tzayna. You don't need a din in the chayfas like Abay Shtamshus, just that it's not makbid. And therefore the Rosh holds that here, Mungin is going to be enough as long as the guy was not makbid, Rosh Ein came. Where it's gzela mamish, like Yiperis Chavero, there you need a chetz of ratzin. And therefore, Mungin is not going to be enough. And Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simidal Sif Dalid, he says, Mutu l'shtamish b'tal shel chaver shel on b'taitoi, Uadim b'tfilin, you see also the Gavi Lulav, Michal Elin Shem Abim Tzim Moine, Efrek Nach Vaz Dovin, and our Sugya. So who cares that Michal Elin will be happy afterwards, safe surf, now he doesn't know. And it's like, Yer Shalom Midas, that we pass him like Abaye. Eloi Mahani. Based on what we said, it's very good. Because here we're just dealing with the meaning of Shol Shalom Das. And therefore it's enough that he's not makbid. And just that he's not makbid, and then it's going to be enough. Shane came talking about Gezel Mamish by Yerush. They need a Chetz of Yerush. Rabbi Elzeir should not love a Yerush. Now the Shulchan Aruch, Tamat, Sifhei, the Gemara says only the other days where you don't require lachem, you could take your friend's lulav shalom yidaita, but not on the first day where you require lachem. There you can't be yotzei because it's not considered shalom. That's what the Magen Avraham says. You're allowed to take it, but it's not shalom, therefore you're not yotzei. And that proves our point. Our point was that in order to become shalom, it's not enough that he's not makpid, but there you need an actual asir, you need him to actually give it over. There, and then I wouldn't have the kuleam. Then the chalais matana, we need a asiya. So lo mahani umdena the kuleam. There has to be a chalais in this matana, and here there has to be a chalais. It's like we found before my kedushin. Also here, there has to be a chalais that it's yours. So therefore, it doesn't work on the first day. My shein can on the other days, where it's just totally, and you don't need to be lachem, as long as the person's not makbid. You're allowed to use it even without his permission, because as long as you have an umdana. And this is not like the tzos and the nesivis that we mentioned. At least we mentioned the nesivis, successful souls. But even for chalos matana, an umdana works according to the shach. But you see, not like that from this halach and shulchan aruch. And for chalos matana, you need umdana is not going to be effective. All right, Givaldik, in other words, that it should be shalom. So that was terrific. We had three shiurim in the sugya. And MSIs, my voice should be raising, and I should be jumping up and down when I'm saying this over. So I hope you'll forgive me for not doing so, but it's really gishmak. And it's very rewarding to be able to go through the shiurim of high going Yisrael v'kedosha, or the Abba Vermin that sound. Wish you zechem yis Hashem to continue. We have so many exciting shiurim awaiting us. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.